Hello, Podlers. Coming up, a little bit of this. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's a nice time of the day for me. I get to sit back in my swivel chair, focus on Matt Dyson, take a sip of my coffee.
Yeah.
Hit this big button here.
Yeah.
Plays the background music. And just simply say, Matt, what's going on
out
there?
Well, first, it's such a big story. Anna even touched on this in her news.
In the actual proper main news. not this flimsy throwaway entertainment item. The real news.
Amazon releasing the most popular questions asked of their smart speaker this year. I don't want to say her name because it might
its
set
name.
Her off.
It's not a her.
It's name. It might set it off.
You're not my dad, are you?
I'm probably going out through one right now. I'm inside Alexa. And so it should be all right,
what?
Shouldn't it? Because you can hear, I'm speaking through her right now. Yeah, sorry, she's channeling me, yeah.
So she's not doing a seance,
sorry,
Matt.
They are channeling me. So, so hopefully I won't set her off. But the questions, there are some bizarre questions that have been asked of the Amazon smart speaker in the past year.
Yeah.
The value of Bitcoin is a popular one.
Yeah.
What is the population of the Earth? What does AI mean? People still aren't sure what AI means.
Okay.
Obviously, it is AI, so weird asking AI what AI means.
Does it respond?
Quite
nothing
concept.
For you to worry yourself about. Concern yourself great. With human.
And then let's talk about Taylor Swift's height.
Exactly. Move on. Think of something else. Of course, Cliff Richard famously misunderstood what AI was earlier this year. He can't even say it. this was about a year ago. In fact, he did a little song, a cringy song on BBC News, and then he mispronounced AI. Here he is. Let's relive it.
Right from early days, from the moment I was born, I would break my guitar in the early, early morning and go down to the fields and play. Yay, yay. Sitting down there with my long strumming, I could see the people for miles around coming to hear me sing my music and play. Yay, yay. And I didn't use artificial insemination.
Oh, no.
It's even worse than I remember it being at the time.
It's so bad.
All the way while he was singing, I was thinking, what did he mistake it for? And it was so much worse than I could possibly have remembered.
So it's a Socolmo classic from around a year ago. Some of the other questions, people seem obsessed with how long to cook a sausage for, who was Henry VIII married to?
How
tall is Tom Cruise? How tall is Rishi Sunak? King Charles.
How tall
age?
Are they both on each other's shoulders in a
match?
That's a better question.
But the most questions of any celebrity, living or dead, was Henry VIII. People are obsessed with the wives of Henry VIII.
Henry VIII tour dates.
Henry VIII merch.
Yeah.
Got all my bracelets down.
Anyway, let's move on quickly with a little song. This is Paddy Merritt, the excellent comedian.
Morning,
who
Paddy.
Does a lot of musical reworkings. He doesn't use AI. He does it all himself. Very talented musician. And he's done U2 singing the SpongeBob SquarePants theme tune, which
Hang
a lot
on,
of people seem
in.
To rework.
U2 SpongeBob SquarePants.
SpongeBob, here
Got
it
is.
This would work well with Cliff's song, I think, mixed together. If only I had two audio channels.
You're not banging on about your audio channels again, are you? Oh, that's very funny. Good work, Paddy.
Amazing. I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about it later. I'll have saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
And having a good old go at it this morning is Benjamin. Hello, Benjamin.
How you doing, all right?
Very good, thanks. Hello, hello. Benjamin loves the main station, is in Yeovil, and he's currently walking his two dogs. Who have you got with you right now then, Benjamin?
I've got a little cocker spaniel called Wren and a cockapoo called Bear.
Okay, so, I mean, we have to ask, we always do it tradition on this breakfast show, how much do your dogs weigh?
My dogs weigh combined or individually?
Combined. Let's go straight there, Benjamin. Come on.
Ren's 8, Bear's about 11, about 19 kilos.
Okay, great. We'll mark that down, 19 kilos. Moving on to five words, £5,000, and away from Ren and Bear. Which member of my team, which one of my lovable woof-woofs, would you like to play with on the random player generator? You've got Matt today, you've got Anna, you've got Glenn. Who's it going to be?
I'm a fan of Matt's method.
Okay. Do I have one?
No, he doesn't. I think you're confusing him with Glenn. Glenn's the method man. They're very different people. Let's give it a spin, see who you've got.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore. Glenn.
Oh, so you meant along. Happy days. So that means, Glenn, you need to leave the studio. Your imaginary bodyguard, Peter, is going to carry you out, but not like you normally do, Peter. Can you pick Glenn up by his ankles and walk him out that way instead? Thank you. That's lovely.
Oh, no. Everything's fallen out of his pockets.
Benjamin, it is time for me to give you five words. You need to say the first word that comes to mind or the word you think Glenn Moore's most likely to give, because soon I will give Glenn Moore the exact same five words. And if he does say the same as you, Benjamin, you can have £5,000. That buys a lot of doggy treats for Ren and Bear. Good luck to you.
Yes, indeed.
Here we go.
Right, let's go.
Your first word this morning is the word red. R-E-D. Red.
Red. Red Riding Hood.
Oh, I think that's two
words. That's two words, yeah. Benjamin. I'm going to have to take riding. Sorry.
I'm done.
Yeah, you're done. Let's do the other word, shall we? What have you got for tree?
Tree?
Mm-hmm.
Branch.
What have you got for bubble?
Bath.
Yes, nice.
What have you got for office?
Chair.
What have you got for early?
Late.
Oh, very good. If it wasn't for Red Riding
There's no way you say that.
it could happen.
I mean, red is quite a hard first word, I think.
Red nose.
There's so many different options.
Reindeer, red lights, possibly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It could happen, Benjamin. Honestly.
Who knows?
Stay right there. Let the dogs have a scratch around for 5 minutes, and then we'll be back on air in play with Glenn Moore.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
So Glenn Moore is now back in the studio. Benjamin has been waiting patiently with his dogs Ren and Bear, and it's time to play for £5,000. Good luck, Benjamin.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Glenn, what have you got for red? R-E-D, red.
Light.
Yeah.
Oh.
Unfortunately, Benjamin said Red Riding Hood.
Oh.
Well, yeah. reflection, I don't really know what on earth I was thinking.
It happens, man. It's the pressure. It's the pressure of playing live on air. It's understandable.
It is that.
Annoyingly, I think you've probably got a 4 out of 5 here, so should we go through them?
Right,
I'm feeling quite good about the other four.
Yeah. So, tree.
I don't know.
Genuinely, contagious, Benjamin? What have you bought into the...
Tree branch.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
That word is harder than you'd think, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Bubble.
Squeak.
Oh.
No.
Good.
I like it. Bubble bath.
Office.
Worker.
Chair.
No.
Early.
Late.
Correct.
Oh, man.
Which means... he's a real glass half full kind of guy, Benjamin, isn't he? That is 2 out of 5 on £5,000. Thanks for tuning in to the show on the main station, Benjamin. We'll speak to you again soon.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good day.
Take care. Bye now. This means we are playing £5,000 again tomorrow morning around 7:30 a.m. If you would like to have a go at it, simply text your name. Right now, the number is 81215.
£5,000.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We pay our respects to those of you who have been whammed. Charlie starts us off and she says, I thought I could do it. The office Christmas party is usually a hotbed for regrettable whamming.
Yeah.
True say, sister. I made it through the whole party, but with only 10 minutes to go, I heard the DJ play the sweet sound of George Michael, whammed on the dance floor next to Ian from Accounts. Unacceptable.
No.
I only made it 9 days, which Charlie says is ridiculous by her standards. Bonita says, morning, Dave, morning, team. Having dinner in a lovely restaurant called Ancampo. The atmosphere was great. The music videos being played on the TV. Brian Adams singing Everything I Do It For You. Whitney singing that one from The Bodyguard. Pretty Woman was on. I loved it. Then the owner whipped out the dulcet tones of Michael and Ridgely, whammed hard with My Guard Down in Spain. Who'd have thought it? Yeah, well, Benita, who'd have thought it? Lots of people, because Last Christmas isn't just a UK-based phenomena. It's very much a global thing.
Yeah,
it's a big song around the world. That's why it was chosen as Whamageddon, because it's all around us. Kev says, Dave, I just took a whamming at the breakfast buffet at the Seaview Hotel in Malta. Put me right off me bacon. Okay, Kev, I'm sorry. So you guys are getting in touch at 8:12:15 when you do hear Last Christmas by Wham. You can email me, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk, or slip into my DMs on Insta. I am checking them every single day. A couple of what you just heard are from my Instagram feed. And as if things couldn't get any worse, Kev, Benita, Charlie, and now another member of the Breakfast Show team. Oh. Matt fell on day one. Anna.
Yeah.
You've been whammed.
I've been whammed.
I'm sorry.
I am too.
What happened?
So I was getting ready to go live on ITV outside Westminster Abbey. And a rickshaw got me.
Not the rickshaws again.
And you know what? I said, no. And the gallery team for TV were like, what's up? What's up? Are you okay?
Did you save us live?
Yeah. Just before. And they were like, all right, Anna, we're going to turn your microphone off now, okay?
Please just have a moment on your own and then regather your composure and we'll go live on the actual news. Wow. What a place to get whacked. The whole gallery thought that something had gone wrong.
Yeah, they thought that maybe I'd lost communication or something.
And that's how you got to react when you're whacked. Another rickshaw driver.
Yeah, we need to do something, but we need to go around and unplug all their rickshaws.
Do you reckon it's the same rickshaw? It's just one guy who's playing, just destroying the city. Yeah,
guy. Maybe it's like Andrew Ridgely dressed up. Like Scooby-Doo going around. So there we go. As I say, if you get whammed, let us know at 8, 12, 15. Now, rule number three of Whamageddon is that remixes and covers are okay. We've been playing you Cartman doing Last Christmas over the last few days here on The Breakfast Show. We have another very special and unique cover to share with you. It's coming next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
This is a Wham! Last Christmas free zone. If you're listening on Absolute 80s, for example, I will pop up and give you fair warning that the song is coming up, giving you enough time to skip over to 90s or 60s or country, whatever you want to do. The other thing we're providing here, well, it's a service because Last Christmas by Wham! Is a banger. It's a great song. We don't want to deprive you of it, so we're bringing you different versions because remixes are fine. We got the Cartman version, and now we're going off in a completely new and very different direction. Matt Dyson, would you do the honours, please?
Yeah, so many people have shared this with us over the past few days.
Yes, thank you.
The excellent Anthony Vincent, he does metalhead reworkings of songs, and he's done Last Christmas by Slipknot.
Yes, he has.
If you can imagine such a...
More turkey, Grandad.
They should play this on the rickshaws.
Pedal faster! Wow.
Crazy.
Oh, not socks again.
Wow.
I like it.
It's an amazing version. So good.
think it gives the song more meaning, don't you?
Yeah, you mean the pain.
Does he still do a bit in the second verse where he goes, Merry Christmas?
So if you come across any covers of Last Christmas by Wham that you think we should share with the audience so they can get a little bit of it in their diet but still remain within the rules of Whamageddon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So, that was what was going down yesterday. We had to see it in action after that. So we said, Andy, would you film yourself cleaning your cafetiere in a flushing loo, please? And he did. He really did it for us.
Wow,
it's the point of view of his hairy hand with holding the cafetiere and he's flushing the loo. And he sent the video back, God bless Andy, with the email. It's usually a smoother process than this. I was under pressure to get the filming right. But 30 seconds later, it's ready for use again. So he sent the video. He also added, which is really strange, he said, I was sitting here for weeks not getting in touch with this feature on The Breakfast Show because I thought it's not weird enough.
Wow.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I think that's the weirdest one we've ever had.
I think it's pretty, even the video as well. It's like found footage. Horrifying.
So what we've done is we've taken the original phone call from yesterday's show using our state-of-the-art studio cameras here. And we've taken Andy, upon our request, as I say, thank you, Andy, filming himself, actually going through this process. And we've put it up on the socials. We posted it yesterday. You can see it on the Absolute Radio social. It's on my Instagram and on my TikTok as well. And just to share with you just some of the comments from beneath. Lila gets us underway with... No! CBD & Co. commented underneath my video... My husband and I were physically retching at the mere thought when we heard it this morning. Blade Panther says, I thought I'd misheard it the first time this morning. Watching this video is, not my words, the words of Blade Panther, traumatising. And then Gemma Foster, I'm sorry, what? This is horrific. This is horrific. As I say, Andy doesn't think it's that weird. He doubled down on that. So maybe we're in the wrong. Go view the video, comment underneath. I would love to know what you think about it.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We're going to mix things up a little bit now with one of the most devilish rounds of blind ranking that have ever been created or conjured. So effectively, I have got five things in front of me and you need to rank them. You put them in first place, second place, third place, fourth place or last place, which of course is fifth. But you place it, it's locked in and you don't know the next thing that is coming along. And the thing we're discussing this morning on Blind Ranking, National Treasures.
Ooh,
okay.
Wow.
It's a National Treasures blind ranking special. Okay. I hope you're playing along where you are. And we start with Sir Billy Connolly. Matt, first, second, third, fourth or fifth?
I think Billy's going to have to be up there for me. I'm going to go for a safe second place.
Second place. Okay, we will lock in Billy Connolly into second place. Anna Geary, where are you putting Billy?
I'm going to go fourth.
Really?
Just because I don't know who else is coming.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Okay, wow.
It might be Chico.
Yeah.
Glenn? I'm going number one.
Number one.
Yeah, I don't see him being surpassed in this.
As a stand-up comedian, he's truly one of the greats. Okay, so Glenn's already nailed his colours to the mast when it comes to his favourite national treasure. A bold move. I'm going to start with you on this one, Anna.
Uh-oh.
Because, we kind of went wheelhouse a little bit for Glenn there. Sir Trevor McDonald.
Ah.
The grandpappy of ITV News.
Yeah,
you had posters of him on your wall when you were growing up.
Yeah, my pin-up. I'm going to put him in number one.
Are you?
Okay. Nice. I have to, don't I?
Sir Trevor McDonald. Glenn, what about you?
Four.
Four. Ooh. Okay, just...
Do you know what? I've always been weirdly indifferent to Sir Trevor McDonald.
Really?
Get out.
I'm saving the high ranks for Moira Stewart and Fiona. But, you
know, what about you, Matt Dyson?
I have quite fond thoughts about Trevor, and I think third is the right place to put him.
Third is the right place for you to put Sir Trevor McDonald. Okay, we move in now to Matt. I'm going to start with you. It's a big hitter when it comes to national treasures. Sir David Attenborough.
Ooh. That's a tough one.
Really?
Because I don't think I want to put him first. I mean, I do love the sound of his voice, but I never never really watch those nature shows. I get a bit bored.
Well, that explains everything.
Bored during them, so I'm going to go fourth.
Such a big swing. I cannot believe it. It's like, is that treason? Are we close to treason with that? So David Attenborough is fourth for Matt. Anna, where are you putting him?
I'm committing even worse treason and putting him in fifth.
Wow.
I can't believe I'm seeing
him. You actively dislike him.
Well, I'm with you, Matt. I don't really watch.
This is absolute scenes.
I'm with you. I don't really watch those nature programmes either.
Yeah, they're on too much. He's overexposed.
That's because he's 95 years old. Yeah. What do you mean he's on too much? He's done like 7 decades of top draw television.
They're all national
treasures,
Dave. He's a conservationist. I'm just ranking them.
He's got to give other people a chance.
Yeah, new generation.
Work like that.
New generation coming through.
I can't believe it.
Pulling the ladder up behind him.
Yeah. Get down there, Packham. Get down there. Okay, what are you saying, Glenn?
Number two.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much indeed, yes. I am so sorry, Sir David, if
such
you're listening.
Such an establishment
right
guy, Glenn.
Me and Matt are rebels, aren't we?
We are, you are. Yeah, you're a real rebel with Trevor McDonald as your favourite national treasure. In the midnight hours, Grandma! We've got two national treasures remaining. Matt, you still got your top spot open.
Yeah.
As I say to you, Dame Judi Dench.
Oh. Jane Judi.
I don't like her.
I do like
She's
Dame
been acting
Judy.
Too long.
I do like Dame Judi, but I don't like her enough to put her first, so I'm going to have to put her fifth now. Because of the way this has fallen.
I can't believe
right?
So
it's that, I've got nothing against
her. I can't
them.
Wait for Matt to find out.
I dread to think he's
okay,
going to be
number one. Anna. Judi Dench. Dame Judi Dench in second place.
She's
okay,
excellent.
That's fair enough. So, Glenn, you've got your third spot
Three
or your last
five.
Spot open.
I'm going to put her in third.
Third, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so what we have here is one national treasure remaining who, in their own right, is just that, a national treasure. But it's worth bearing in mind that Matt thinks this person is more of a national treasure than Dame Judi Dench, Sir David Attenborough, Sir Trevor McDonald, Sir Billy Connolly.
Okay.
So this is your number one.
Yes.
This is your third.
Yeah.
And this is in your last place.
Right.
Matt Dyson, your favourite national treasure of all time is Gloria Honeyford.
I'm quite pleased with that.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah, having met her, she's absolutely delightful.
Having met her?
Yeah. She's the only one on the list that I have met as well, so that's nice. Yeah, okay. I would definitely put her number
one.
So
we're happy with that?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, well done. So that was Blind Ranking National Treasures here live on The Breakfast Show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. Thank you ever so much for joining us here on The Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where I am taking a look back at 2024. And handpicking some of my favourite moments in Breakfast Wrapped. And right now we go back in time to January, where we, with your help of course, were compiling the tattoo map of the UK, and we'd landed on the very specific, do you have a tattoo of a brand or a logo somewhere on your body? And that led to us chatting with listener Chris. This morning I want to hear exclusively from those of you out there who have got tattoos of brands and logos placed upon your bodies. And joining us right now, on line one, we have Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Dave and the gang.
Chris, welcome to the show. Chris is in Burnley, and let me tell you, I'm privy to what he's got going on his body. He's like a walking Times Square. Yeah. Okay, Chris.
He's like an F1 driver. But it's on his skin.
He is. It's incredible. So, Chris, let's start with, do you know what? Take us through your body and the brands and logos you've got.
A Nike Air Max trainer.
Oh.
That's on me shin. I've got a leg of favourites.
Have you?
My favourite stuff.
The leg of favourites.
Oh,
that's nice.
Phrase.
Okay, what else is on there?
I've got the Lacoste Crocodile bag. I've got a can of Cherry Pepsi Max.
Good choice again.
I actually got Carling Premier as well. Sorry.
Carling, come on.
The choice of champions.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And there we go. Tuesday, the 10th of December, 2024. As far as this breakfast show goes, is done for another morning. I want to thank you all very much indeed for tuning in. You can listen back on demand in the free Rayo app, or the latest edition of the Daily Podcast will shortly be made available from wherever you get your pods. It is new and improved. Matt, the one thing that isn't changed, it needs a title.
Yeah.
A One Tree plug-in fibre optic family.
Yeah, very high-tech tree on the show earlier this morning.
Artificial insemination.
Oh, he really needs our help.
Or not, as the case may be. Upon reflection, I don't know what I was thinking.
Which bit was that?
That's five words, five grand.
Yes, yeah.
What are we going for?
I think maybe AI. Cliff's version of AI making a comeback this morning.
So Cliff Richard's very unique take on what AI is the name of the podcast. It is artificial insemination. Right, up next, across all nine of our playlists, we'll continue the no-repeat guarantee, and you will be furnished with the details you require to enter our Christmas cash countdown, which this coming Friday is going to give one person £513,000. As for us, we'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. So stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.